The Liberal Party's review into their election loss is now officially underway, with Victorian Senator Jane Hume and former Federal Director Brian Lenane leading the internal probe. The party will gather in Canberra on Monday, with former Defence Minister Peter Dutton expected to be chosen as the new leader. But as the coalition tries to look to the future, new details are emerging this morning about the former government's role in publicising the turnback of an asylum seeker boat on the eve of the election. In fact, on election day, Queensland Liberal MP Stuart Robert is a close ally of Peter Dutton and is the outgoing employment minister. Good morning to you. Welcome back to breakfast.
Hamish, it's always great to join you.
Why would your government have directly intervened to instruct the publication of information about this boat arrival on election day?
Can't comment on it, having not been involved in it. But I think all Australians understand, Hamish, that the Labor Party, by virtue of history, is incredibly weak on our borders. They've shown that consistently, and I dare say they'll show it again.
But, I mean, your party did also release these text messages to coincide with this, urging Australians to vote for you. Was that appropriate?
Again, I didn't receive a text message. The fact that a boat turned up is a statement of fact. How the information was disseminated, you'll need others to comment on, having not been the Home Affairs Minister at the time. Can't speak to it, but I think
were you aware the text messages were being sent out?
No, I wasn't aware until the media reporting the next day.
Do you think that the whole thing is appropriate?
I think it's appropriate to tell Australians and let Australians know about the historical weakness of the Labor Party when it comes to our borders. Absolutely. But in the circumstances of this case, without any details, I simply can't comment.
Do you support it being investigated then, given that you say that you don't have enough information?
Oh, well, I'll leave others to determine what they're going to investigate. The Labor Party has announced numerous investigations, 53 reviews and inquiries. Never has a government hit the ground inquiring so much since the days of Kevin Rudd. So we'll let the government work that through.
The Prime Minister this morning has said it was a clear breach of caretaker conventions and abuse of proper processes.
Which is a hilarious statement, considering during the 2013 election, the then Labor government started putting ads everywhere in the Sydney Morning Herald saying how strong they're going to be on border security after they'd let 800 boats in and over 1,200 people had died at sea. So I won't be taking lectures from the Labor Party on the caretaker conventions, Hamish, or on boats arriving.
Do you think Australian voters find it hilarious?
I think Australian voters want to move on. The election's done and dusted. They want to get focused back on things that matter to them. And as the Liberal Party, we want to get focused on things that matter to them as well, to understand more clearly how we can better serve them and how we can better represent Australians.
Why do you think you lost? What did you get wrong?
That's the whole point of having a review in terms of Mr. Loughnane and Senator Hume, to seek widely the views. It'll vary from state to state. The issues vary deeply. There are a number of reasons. One of them is simply the longevity of the government. Any governments that have been there for a while, I think Australians start to say, well, maybe it's time for the other team to have a turn.
But you don't personally think there was anything you got wrong?
Oh, we always get things wrong. Governments are never perfect. Goodness.
So what do you think you got wrong? What was the cause of this huge loss?
Again, it'll vary from state to state, and we'll leave that to the review team to work its way through, because it will be different. For example,
sure, but I'm asking you, in your state, have a view about why you lost the election?
Well, in my state, we won 21 of 30 seats. We've lost 2 seats to the Greens. Labor has lost a seat to the Greens, and Labor's primary votes at 27%, almost a record low. So in Queensland, the Queensland people backed us in very, very strongly in terms of our capacity to lead. And it varied from states to states. So let's let the review do its work. Let's not preempt it. There'll be lots of commentary about how things went right or wrong right across the board. But remember, a third of Australians decided not to vote for the major parties. So this is an issue for both major parties to consider quite seriously.
It sounds like you think it's all relatively tickety-boo.
No, I think we should actually wait to Mr. Loughnane and Senator Hume to actually go through their review and do it systemically rather than having people commentating from the sidelines.
Dave Sharma spoke to us earlier in the week. He spoke of a visceral dislike of the former Prime Minister. Do you think people didn't like Scott Morrison? Do you acknowledge that?
The Foreign Minister had an extraordinarily difficult job. Let's remember that Australia has come through COVID better than any nation on earth, on any level, on any metric. The most vaccinated, the highest number of...
I don't think we need to relitigate the handling of the pandemic. That was done fairly thoroughly during the campaign. The question is whether you acknowledge that people didn't really like the Prime Minister.
Oh, I acknowledge, and the Prime Minister has acknowledged, that what was required to get us through the pandemic, some Australians may not have liked fully. And the Prime Minister has made, or the ex-former Prime Minister has made that very clear. But again, there will be a lot of factors. They'll all be understood in terms of what Loughnane and Hume will work their way through, and we'll learn from it. We'll seek to be better, and we'll seek to represent better.
How do you think the party could be better under Peter Dutton?
The party works the best when it's a sound centre-right party, when it connects with aspirational Australians and voters, when it differentiates itself very strongly from the Labor Party with an alternate set of policy options, when it seeks to promote the individual rather than the collective, and, of course, when it seeks to promote strong borders and a lower tax regime. Now, that's what we'll continue to do. That's what we'll continue to put forward as an option.
But as you said, that's continuing. What do you need to do that's different? How does Peter Dutton take you back closer towards winning an election? That's what I'm interested in.
By advocating a policy set that follows those lines.
Isn't that what you were doing?
I think we're fairly soundly in the centre-right right now, and I think our policy set is very sound as well. But there's always ways we can improve it. There's new policy options we can explore. There's new approaches we can explore across a whole range of areas of taxation, of industrial relations, of energy, of service delivery, all areas that we will need to look at, because that's what we do when we go into opposition. I was there in 2007. We'll understand every single part of the policy framework of our country and look at new ideas and new approaches for a very, very new world.
Are we going to see a softer side, a different side of Peter Dutton?
I hope you'll see the Peter Dutton that I know and respect, and I've known him for a long, long time.
What is it that the public doesn't necessarily see?
You've seen Peter Dutton have take on some very tough roles in terms of home affairs and defence, and that requires a fairly tough resolve, keeping Australians safe in a difficult world. Peter's opportunity now is to show his full side of his character, which his family knows and loves, and his friends know and respect. He is a warm-hearted, very, very decent, very competent individual, and he'll be able to speak across wide policy areas. People will see the depth of his understanding. They'll see the size of his intellect, and I think they'll see the size of his heart.
I'm interested in this description of him because those portfolios he held had nothing really to do with his decision to walk out of the apology, to make jokes about climate change in the Pacific, his position on same-sex marriage. They're nothing to do with his portfolio responsibilities.
You can't judge someone on either comments they've made or decisions they've done when they're exercising their either personal conscience or their particular viewpoint. Just because someone's got a different view, Hamish, to the ABC, respectfully, doesn't make them terrible or wrong. It simply gives them a different view. And that has got nothing to do with the size of his heart, the quality of his character, or the capacity of his intellect, respectfully.
Okay. The party's post-election review will investigate the long-term challenge presented by independents and the selection of candidates. Do you think there should be quotas?
It'll be something we'll discuss. We all understand that we want a greater reflection and diversity in our parliament. Our parliament should look like our community. It's one of the things I did very early on as Defence Personnel Minister was to seek to make our military more reflective of our community in terms of its multicultural character and the number of women in it. So there's always the opportunity for us to do that. We all know that you can't be what you can't see. So the opportunity to get a more reflective parliament, I think, is something we should all be focused on.
What position do you want on the opposition front bench?
No, it doesn't work that way, Hamish. We all serve at the pleasure of the leader. On Monday, we'll gather in Canberra and we will seek to elect our leadership team. It's my very strong expectation that we'll elect Peter Dutton and Susie Lee as deputy. They'll both be very fine leaders and we'll seek to serve together in whatever capacity they decide.
Stuart Robert, thank you very much.
Hamish, as always, great to talk to you.
That's the former Minister for Employment, the Liberal MP, Stuart Robert.
think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.